Views expressed by the guests and telephone participants do not necessarily express the views of the management, staff, or sponsors of AM 950 KHI.
Good morning. You're listening to KHI, the voice of the foothills, and it is a very nice, bright Saturday morning. It is 7:05, and it's time for the KHI Corral. Good morning, Connie.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I love the way you said a bright Saturday morning, because that's our kind of our joke, because it isn't always like that. No, it's wonderful, but it's going to be. It is beautiful out there, and yeah, I'm just happy to be here with my amazing guest who actually beat me here.
Yeah, I was excited.
Yeah, and I'm excited. I can't wait to talk about what we're going to talk about. But first, introduce yourself, and then we have so many things to talk about that are going on today that, you know, we'll kind of go from there. But
yeah, lots of fun stuff.
Yep. Who are you?
My name is Michelle Lavenier, and I own Cow Camp Seasonings.
I'm so excited.
Yes, so I can't wait to tell you guys a story about that.
I know. All of us who do all the ag things and all the events we go to, and when you can have Cow Camp cater and do the seasonings, but when you can have Cow Camp cater your event, you know that it's going to just be wonderful. The mouthwateringly delicious. Nobody can do what you guys do as well as you do it.
So I can't wait to hear the
family story.
Yeah, I'm excited to tell it.
It's going to be fun. But I have to tell everybody, which we will repeat because, you know, it's just everybody doesn't tune in right away. Today is still Blue Jean Bonanza Day. From our Sure Optimist group has their Blue Jean Bonanza tonight, and it's so much fun. It's at the Sierra Building at the Fairgrounds.
Ooh. Yeah.
And it's tickets are still available at the door. We have a band and all the usual things, but it's just really fun. We're also going to have... And every time I say it, I'm going to say it, but then there was weeds. Not kiss my ass, it's kiss my ass, and it's a $5 donation. We have our donkeys there,
and you get
to take a picture, you know.
That's so cute.
It's really cute. It's really fun, and it's a good little fundraiser. They're not in the building. They're right outside of the building, and it's adorable, and it's a fun thing to do, but there's all sorts of really cool, you know, the auction and the dinner's great. Oh, it'll be Carol's Market. And who doesn't love Carol's Market?
Oh, I love Carol's Market.
Right? They're our favorite. And so that's nice. So you can still get tickets. And then Del Oro FFA down at, Del Oro.
Yes.
In Loomis is having their FFA Ag Expo today. Have you ever been to that?
No.
Their farm is so cool. It's so cute. And they have all sorts of vendors and things for sale. And you can tour their farm. And it is an amazing mini farm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and their kids can take animals. They have corrals and stuff and barns. And so if your kids, not just like having to go to your house or my house or whatever with that we all do.
Right.
Like we always sponsor Isabel with her lamb and everything, and we've had extra turkey kids that aren't ours. But they can raise, students can, of FFA can raise their animals at the school farm.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. And then they grow things. Like they actually have mature trees in their mini orchard right there. It's the best thing.
Oh, I want to go check it out.
Oh, you really should. And they have an aquaponics thing, and it's a great facility for that. And so today you can go tour it, and there's her office. Yes, I would hazard to guess that Joy is listening right now because she goes, yay. And she said that band is the Ariel Jean band tonight for the Sure Optimist. So definitely if you want something fun to do and you just, you know, your plans, whatever, you decide it's a great day and you've got time to go, come to the Blue Jean Bonanza. It's wonderful. And one of our kids that, we mentored, we raised her up, actually, was Emma, who sold turkeys, is going to speak there because she qualified for one of their scholarships a couple years ago.
Oh, great.
So she's going to be speaking there tonight. And one of our other kids who currently received a scholarship from Sure Optimist will be there helping. And it's a wonderful group that I didn't realize was as cool as it is.
So you can get tickets at the door?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. So it'd be really fun if you came too. It'll be, it's going to be a great evening. So, and don't forget, go to the farmer's market today. So that said, that's my, PSA for the moment. But let's talk about you. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
I can't wait to hear. So tell me how, I know you're the seasoning part now.
I am the seasoning part. So many, many years ago, my parents, we were raised on a ranch. They had a mother cow-calf operation. And, you know, with that, there's always spring gathering. And how do I say this? Like, everyone comes and helps each other, yeah. And there's always a barbecue.
Yeah.
And, of course, my dad just loved, like, entertaining and, like, feeding people. So that's kind of how it was born.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of our ranch was Cow Camp Ranch. And so that's how it kind of, like, in its very infant stages started.
Right. Yeah.
You know, just loving to, like, have parties and cater and well, it wasn't even catering.
No,
it was just cooking, barbecuing,
the
feeding the crew, and like, so that's kind of how it started. And my dad, he had a job for the Pulled Hereford Association.
Oh,
and
really?
This was many years ago, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And he would travel to different ranches, and they would have like bull sales and cattle sales. And so he was in charge of the I think it was a magazine or whatever, the catalog. So
yeah.
Anyways, he's doing what he loves and talking to ranchers and people. And it got started. His very first catering job was a disbursement sale for one of these Hereford ranches. And he agreed to do it. And we were just like,
yeah.
I mean, I was just a tiny baby, but my mom's like, oh, my gosh, okay, this is crazy. Like, we're going to go and, like, feed all these people. Like, there could be, like, I don't know, 100 or
uh-huh.
And they did it, and they loved it. And that was, like, their first event. And it started in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then to keep going, so he was blending the seasoning to put on the tri-tip. And he was just going and, like, buying different seasonings
yeah.
to make this, like, special blend. And people were like, we love this. Like, what is it?
Yeah.
And so he would try to tell them the recipe because, you know, it's all eyeball.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he's cowboy, like, throwing seasoning together and feeding people. And then pretty soon, like, every single thing, people are asking about the seasoning, the garlic seasonal.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, my mom and dad were like, you know, let's try bottling this.
Yeah.
Like, just for fun. And they did. And that's, I think that started in 1988.
Really? That long?
Yes.
I didn't realize the seasonings had been that long. Oh, really?
So they found it's a blender co-packer that was in Sacramento. They went down there. They've scientifically made up the, I mean, of course, my dad, trying it, licking my face, testing it.
She's got tasting, like, putting her finger to her.
Yeah, like, is this quite right? Yes. And they developed the recipe, and it's literally been going ever since.
I had no idea that the spices were from that long ago.
Yes, for a long time. And even just being a kid, like, I remember when the seasoning first started, it was in a little, and I know I'm doing this with my hands and you can't see.
Yeah.
But it came in like this little Ziploc bag, probably, I don't know, 6-8 ounces.
Yeah.
And then we used to put it into a little burlap sack that was stamped. There was a gentleman in, where was he? He had an old-fashioned, like, stamping business, and he would stamp these little burlap sacks. And I remember in school, like, I would go up, I would have to pack all these little, put the Ziploc bag of seasoning in, tie a little bow at the top of this little burlap sack, and it was, like, Cow Camp garlic seasonal, and it was, and that's how they sold it.
That's so cool.
Like, yes. It's just, the progression of it is wild, but.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you
it was
still
so
have
fun.
At least one little bag?
Yes, we do.
Oh, good.
I should have brought to show you.
I know. I would have loved
to see
it. I
need to post it. The one thing that everyone is telling me that I need to go on social media, which I love social media, but do I want to, like, put my.
No, it's so much work.
My work.
I know, I hate it. I know, but
but
yeah,
I'm going to. I promise.
Do it. Yeah.
This is going to be the first thing on it.
I'm
going to put our show on there.
Social media thing. That's awesome. It's good because that you painted a really good picture, and I can totally see it. But yeah, I would love to see that. I like that kind of thing. Hey, I just realized it's not 6:15, but it's like 7:15. We need to go break, don't we? Okay, 885-3565. 2 tickets to Friday night's rodeo performance.
Ooh.
Put your name in the trough for that. That'll be really fun. Okay, call us. Or text me if you know me. Yay!
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products, Farmer's Brand and Purina feed, quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
Hey there, K-High listeners. Producer Adam here to remind you to listen to Chris in the Morning along with Matt Ray and America's First News. Get all the local news, weather, traffic, and local events you can handle, plus a healthy dose of daily dad jokes. Chris in the Morning with Matt Ray, 6 to 9 a.m. here on FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High, the voice of the foothills. I never miss it, and neither should you. My goodness, it's early.
Because K-High cares. Here's another K-High Community Bulletin Board.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Child Advocates of Placer County serves the community with court-appointed special advocates, adult-to-youth mentors, and family mentors. These Placer County volunteers are specifically trained to serve at-risk children and parents. CASA and Placer Mentor volunteers help foster youth, at-risk youth, and young adults build resiliency, self-confidence, and self-sufficiency. They help them attain academic achievement and avoid the juvenile justice system, teen pregnancy, and drug and alcohol use. The goal of Child Advocates of Placer County is to see our youth make better life choices, succeed in school, and become happy, stable, and contributing adults. They want parents to reunify with their children and rebuild their families. And they want volunteers to come away with a sense of accomplishment, an increased connection to our community, and a feeling of joy that comes from giving back in a meaningful way. The results are life-changing for everyone. If you think you might be one of the volunteers we're talking about here, go to CasaPlacer.org and click on Volunteer.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
I'm not a big cook, but I have watched enough of the chop shows on TV to know that gas stoves are pretty damn convenient.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You don't cook anything.
No, I don't cook it. No, of course
but
not.
But you
no.
watch some of the Food Network shows?
I like watching those.
But it doesn't like, man, I want to eat that now, or I want to learn how to do it. It's nothing like
that. No, I mean,
like
I want to eat it, but I don't want to learn how to do it.
Markley,
no.
Van Camp, and Robbins.
Okay.
Weekdays from 1 to 4 on the Voice of the Foothills,
FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back to K-High, the voice of the foothills. You're listening to the K-High Corral. Let's head back over to Connie and her guest, Michelle.
Totally small world. Okay, that we just had yes. a it's a small world moment, and that was really fun. And also we started talking about cattle because I didn't realize what her background was, and gosh, we could talk about that kind of thing forever.
I know.
Because it's hard to find someone that really knows. Like when you're talking about feeding the crew and what he was doing and having oh my gosh, that is just that brings back some really fun memories. Okay, don't forget Blue Jean Bonanza. Tonight you can still buy tickets at the door. Del Oro, FFA, go over there to Loomis 9 to 3. And apparently the phones are ringing, and I have a feeling it's because of the two tickets, isn't it? Yes, she's two tickets to the rodeo Friday night's performance.
Oh, that's so fun.
This is basically the beginning of rodeo week. Because with the Blue Jean Bonanza, and then hello from snowy Colorado. Oh, hi. Wow. I love that. Arizona, Colorado, North Carolina, and I think Oregon should be listening. I love that we have people from all over listening to us.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm not
trying
to make you nervous.
What? that's okay.
Yeah. No, this is amazing. So we were going to talk about, we're going to back up for a sec, and you are cow camp.
Yes, it was started by my parents.
Yes.
It's still, I don't want to say just us, but it's like just us. Still the family.
That's awesome.
So, it's been great. Taking over the seasoning company has been really fun. I feel like I'm walking in my dad's footsteps a little bit. If you didn't know, he did pass away a few years ago. Yeah. So he was just such an awesome person and loved like people and sales. And he just like loved, you know, his seasoning, of course.
Yeah. Well, the food.
He created it.
Let's just briefly.
Yes.
Listening people, if you have never been to any of our ag events, Farm Bureau stuff, the TCA, the
TCA
dinner.
Class. Yeah.
Gosh, just anything. You need to go, or somehow you need to get this, your one specialty. Now, do you do other things?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but tell us your first specialty first, what we all love
oh,
so
my
much.
Gosh. So my, yes, my mom and my brother, they still do the catering. And, so everyone, one of our biggest seller would be like the tri-tip dinner, tri-tip. Garlic mashed potatoes, salad. It's just,
and the green beans.
Yeah, and the green beans. I know, like, the green beans. It's just
okay. So what? No, really,
well, they
really
have,
big.
Well,
deal.
They have like cow camp garlic seasonal in them, so that makes them extra good. yeah, and it's funny because I was talking to my mom, trying to get ready for the radio program. Yeah. I know I've lived it, but I'm like, you know, give me some extra details that maybe, you know, being a little kid, I didn't realize, and it's kind of fun that she and my dad, they had never advertised, ever.
Well, then
I think they did one
time. How'd they get their first gig? Oh, because it was just
it's
good.
It's word of mouth.
Yeah.
And then, and it's still like that. Like, I just did a catering event with her not that long ago. And the folks that were there, they're like, you know, you did my daughter's wedding like 15 years ago. And then like, it's just like, yeah, we attended this and this is how, I mean, it's just, I think because it's just my family that, you know, it's small and, you know, they have control over every little detail and they've kept it the same for, you know, since 1986.
Well, I think, I mean, it sounds silly because you just think it's just a regular meal. I can't tell you how good this food is. And we're not on here trying to pitch it and have you have people call you for catering. We're just trying to tell your story and of such a wonderful family, what a wonderful product.
Oh, thank you.
And just such a cool deal. And it's generational ag again. Your kids are FFA and ag kids, which is awesome.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I was kind of thinking about that, like, what an awesome, like, childhood I had and, you know, all the beautiful things with ranching and, you know, that lifestyle and having these types of businesses. My parents could still ranch and have that lifestyle, but then, like, you know, certain weekends go do the catering and then, you know, in between they were slinging seasoning to stores and stuff and...
Is there more than one kind of seasoning? How many varieties of seasoning is there?
Yeah. So if you go on you can check it out on the website, cowcampseasonings.com. But so the garlic seasonal, it's the original. Mm-hmm. It's the most popular. We have a pork and poultry dry rub.
Oh.
Yes. And Carol's Market, she does some smoking amazing ribs and pork with the pork and poultry.
Really?
It's so good. Yes. I went down there, I don't know, it was like a month ago to go check out her. She was doing the smoker. It was, and she pulled a little piece off. Oh my gosh. It was to die for. Anyway, so there's the pork and poultry.
Wow.
We have a fish seasoning. It's delicious. Has a little bit of dill in it. There's a Southwestern style. And then we have the dipping sauce. I don't know if you've tried that.
I would love to.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And then we have a Bloody Mary.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that's always a good.
Yeah.
A good one.
Dang. That's really interesting. I just didn't even realize because, I mean, right now I have a cow camp seasoning in my cupboard. Of course. Of course I do.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun. Like, I went down, what was it? Loomis Ace Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
They have that on the backyard section where all the barbecues are, they have an entire wall of seasoning.
Yeah.
So I went in there. They were looking for cow camp. So my mom, when she was handing it down to me, you know, she was like, you need to call on these places that are wanting it. So I go in there and it was so fun because the gentleman that owns it, he was like, I've been using this since I was a kid. And like, we're like reminiscing on like just how long it's been around. Oh, and
that's awesome.
I just love the burlap bag thing you were telling.
That's the kind of story I want to hear.
Yes. Oh, it was. Wow. I know the progression.
Yeah.
You know, it's just. It's amazing. It's fun.
I love all that. God, there's just so much that goes with that. I just received a text to remind me of something. We have a small you heard it here first announcement. Ooh. And it's interesting. It is what it is, but it's a you heard it here first. The Mandarin Festival.
Yes, I love the Mandarin Festival.
No one loved the Mandarin Festival?
Yes.
It will be moving. It has moved. It is going to be held at the Placer County Fairgrounds in Roseville? This November. Yep.
Oh.
Mandarin Festival is moving to Placer County Fairgrounds officially. I think it'll be coming out on social media today. So if you want to go to the Mandarin Festival, you got to go to Roseville, and it's going to be great. And that's where it's going to be. Yeah. Ooh, it's okay. Don't cry. No,
well,
it's fine.
It's just, it's so lovely when things are in your backyard and you can just
yep, it is.
Be right there. But yeah, Roseville's a good.
Yeah, it's going to be. Cool. That's where it's going to be held. So, yep, we scooped them. You heard it here first.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's breaking news.
It is breaking news.
It can happen. And you, Lila, you need to pull up the Cow Camp website and stuff. Okay.
Still look at you. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So tell me more fun stories. So you guys had cattle growing up?
Yeah, we had cattle growing up. Cow Camp Ranch. That's where it started. And I tease that.
Did you used to help with the cows and stuff?
Oh, we had to.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, we loved it, though. Yeah. I've teased that, you know, my brother and sister and I, we probably could ride horses before we could walk because we, you know, when we're out checking cows and stuff, like, we had to go.
Yeah.
Wasn't, you know, everyone did it. And it's just kind of like these businesses, too. It's just like the whole family, you know, we all do it together.
Yeah. Everybody has their specialty. Somebody's in the corral. Somebody rides. Somebody drives. Somebody cooks. Whatever. What was your specialty?
Definitely riding. Like I loved. And then sorting.
I loved
all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys rope? Did you guys rope and do them in the corral? Or
yes,
sometimes.
It depends.
Yeah.
Some friends when they come over they want to rope.
Yeah.
So we do some of that. But yeah, we definitely had the shoot too. But
You know, it's fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had so many great times. I just close my eyes. I can see the ranch and, like, just the barbecues. Yeah. And, we had we used to lease some ground for the summer up in Sierra Valley.
I was going to just ask you that.
I used to love, we just love it.
It's beautiful there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to, just for people that don't know, you often do that. You don't you don't leave your cattle in one spot the whole year.
Yeah.
Like, we would take ours down to Lake Dixon and down that way for irrigated ground down there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people go up like you did up there and let everything kind of regroup and refresh. And I think cattle people are some of the best stewards of the land.
I agree.
Don't you? Yeah.
I agree. It's just like, you know, watching the weather is something different for us than other people. Other people like, oh, no, I don't want it to rain. We're kind of like, yes, we want it to rain. Want the grass to grow.
Yeah. Yep.
All the stuff and
amazing.
Yeah, those seasons. And it's still, you see a little white faced baby calf. Oh my gosh, it's like stark white face. You're just like, oh, there's new life. So precious.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
So then you guys, so you know that, like, feeding, like your dad feeding everyone, you know, they probably had to cook at the corrals and bring in his barbecue and bring in all the stuff.
So
everybody taken care of.
One of the first barbecues that he had was have you ever seen the 50-gallon drum turned into a barbecue and then he had like legs on it, like you'd put these like pipe like lift it up, put the pipe legs on it. I mean, golly,
you still have it?
I don't, gosh,
it's probably somewhere.
I don't know, maybe my brother has it somewhere.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I know.
At least a picture of it. You should do like a cow camp museum.
Oh, yeah, I know, huh?
Yeah, like with the little seasoning thing, and if you could find the barbecue and all the different things.
Oh my gosh!
And pictures.
Yeah, there could be like I could fill a room.
Yeah, that would be so cool. Be so cool for your kids.
Yes,
that's awesome. Yeah. Do kids like to cook? Does Ty like to?
Ty does. Yeah. He had some friends over. He's like, I'm doing a couple tri-tips. I'm like, oh, good boy.
Yeah, I'm doing a couple tri-tips. And what so is he, cute. Like 19? I yeah, mean, he's, just, 19. He's gonna, that's huge.
Feed his friends. I love that. Yeah. I'm like, just feed people. Like, that's our passion. It's just like.
That's it's, great.
Yeah.
So your kids have gotten a chance to work with the animals and stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is there still cattle in your family?
Yeah, my brother, he still runs some cows, and he does the, I don't know, he sells beef.
Uh-huh.
And then my sister, she went more towards sheep, so she's still doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, our kids are doing their thing. Jane's rodeoing.
Oh, cool. That's fun.
Yeah.
Was she at the rodeo, what is it, a couple weekends ago in Lincoln and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
District 3, and you have the rodeo grounds there. People can go and watch kids rodeo. How often?
Yeah. So, well, our last one is it's the same weekend as rodeo here. It's
on
not
Saturday?
This weekend. Yeah, next.
Okay.
Saturday, Sunday.
So I need kids to grab the flag
at
our rodeo. So if anybody wants to do that with any of your rodeo kids or anything, I would really appreciate it. If they're not rodeoing themselves in Lincoln,
I know.
It would be really great if they could come either Friday night performance or Sunday. Call me, let me know, text me, and we can get them in there. They get a ticket to that performance if they can help hold the flag. It's an amazing thing. It drops out of the sky with the parachute guy.
Yeah. And then they grab it.
It's the best. It never gets old. You watch that and you just watch it
as
it's coming down and they're talking. It is, I overuse the word magical sometimes, but it is positively magical. Okay, I have been getting questions since I made the announcement about the Manor and Festival moving to Placer County Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
I've had my phone's been dinging, and that is why. And it is Manor and Festival in November. We'll be moving to Placer County Fairgrounds. And yeah, it'll be so be watching for more information on that. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. That means we're going to be doing the recipe contest there. You'll have to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe you could enter something. A Mandarin. How Cow Camp enter the recipe contest at the Mandarin Festival with something Mandarin with your stuff? Oh, do it. Oh, we'll talk about that after.
Okay.
I'll
have to
talk
brainstorm
about that forever.
That.
Oh my gosh, you want to go to a break, don't you? Sorry. God. Okay. Call me for tickets. Call us for tickets to the rodeo Friday night and, or text me if you know me, 2 tickets for Friday night's performance. Yay.
In the heating and air conditioning business, the state of California has millions of regulations. But surprisingly, almost nothing when it comes to the technical knowledge required of a heating and air technician.
That means they can send a salesman to your home that looks like a true technician but knows next to nothing when servicing your heating and air system. His only focus is to sell you a new one. That'll never happen with Big Mountain's 2-for-1 rejuvenation of your heating and air system. With our 2 to 3 hour truly comprehensive 2-part service of both your furnace and your air conditioner with a written guarantee against breakdown, or the service will be free all year long. Total cost $78, or save $2,500 on a brand new heating and air system plus an additional $500 rebate to replace your old R22 system. Details at 916-378-6270 or
BigMountainAir.com.
Advertise with K-High Radio, the voice of the foothills, and you'll reach those who matter most, your local customers for your local business. Here's Fred Penny of Penny & Associates to tell you why he uses K-High Radio.
This is Fred Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, and I choose to advertise on AM 950 K-High Radio because it works.
So call our K-High sales team at 530-885-5636. That's 530-885-5636 to start your local advertising today.
If anyone knows the joy of rescuing animals, it's me. Just ask my rescues, who are all very important members of my family. Your life can also be forever changed by adopting a shelter pet. And it's not just about happiness your pet gets from finding a loving home, but that which you'll get from bringing them into your life. The heroes at American Humane have been helping animals for more than 140 years, whether it's rescuing animals caught in disasters, ensuring the safety of animal stars on screen, or protecting our planet's endangered species. They go above and beyond to further their mission and make the world a kinder place for animals. Please consider adopting a shelter pet and support American Humane. You can learn more at AmericanHumane.org.
Brought to you by American Humane.
Hi, this is Dr. Dahlia. Join me for my live call-in medical talk show that answers your questions right here on KHI. On my show, we tackle issues like cholesterol, diabetes, women's health, children, geriatrics, relationships, and more. And with all that's going on in Washington, we even touch on government and policies.
Dr. Dahlia, weekdays from 9 to noon here on the Voice of the Foothills.
Join me each weekday morning right here on FM 104.5 and AM 950 KHI, the Voice of the Foothills.
Welcome back to KHI, the Voice of the Foothills. You're listening to the KHI Corral. Let's head back over to Connie and her guest, Michelle.
Yeah, no, okay, so I've been getting lots of texts. Our faithful listeners, North Carolina, is wanted me to say it again, that they are listening. And then, well, he's listening, and she's in Colorado, and she's listening, and Arizona's listening, and a couple of my friends have finally woken up, and they're listening, and Kristen's trying to get to work, so she's listening. So everybody's listening, but I was corrected. The Mandarin Festival moving to the grounds at the grounds, Roseville, not Placer County Fairgrounds, which is something that
we would say that.
We would totally say that. But hey, still the same location. But the Mandarin Festival is moving at the grounds, Roseville. There you have it. Wow. So, November, we're going to be going to Roseville for the Mandarin Festival. So, back to you, my friend. This is so much fun. I love talking about cattle, and I don't get a lot of guests that actually have that background, and it's really, really fun. I'm really enjoying it. And
thank you.
To have such great food to talk about that just, I can't imagine when my next time I'm going to get to partake of that. So, you said your signature thing is the tri-tip and the taters and the green beans, but you guys, if you wanted something else, you do it all, right?
Yeah, my brother doing most of that. In Colusa they do a big cattleman's thing, and it's all prime rib.
Ooh.
My wedding, we had New York strip.
Ooh.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was like, well, okay.
But you know, these are all the things that they do.
That's great. Chicken. Oh, yeah. Because we're beef, right?
They do chicken. Yes, of course they do.
That's funny.
We like our chicken every once in a while.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And then you're just happy with your seasonings, and that's a great offshoot.
Yeah, I'm having fun with it. I love delivering to the little local stores around here, like Placer Farm Supply.
I love
going in there. Carol's Market. Yeah. She carries the whole line.
All the gift baskets when we go to all our different events and stuff, your cow camp, it's just, you know, it's great to see it in all the baskets. And
I love that. Yeah, I do. It's so fun. And it's just, you know, it's our family. It's just a family love story.
Who knew? I know. It's wonderful. I was going to ask, your phone's ringing, but I was going to ask you to give me names for the trout because I know there's a bunch. It's going to be great. Rodeo week. We need to kind of talk about that for a second. Well, since your daughter rodeos and stuff. We have, starting on Wednesday, we have from noon to 2, you should come. We're going to do a little barbecue, and we're going to have KNCI. The radio station's going to be there, kind of a kickoff.
Oh, fun.
Barbecue lunch. We've been doing it for a million years at Echo from 12 to 2 on Wednesday. Come on down, rain or shine, because we do it on the dock. And it's just the fun of, you know, kind of getting the rodeo week going. And then Wednesday night is the Queen's dinner, and that's in the Sierra building. So we'll be having that party. You can still get tickets for that. And then Thursday is the dummy roping at Dodge, which is really fun.
That's so cute.
Yeah, and the Heritage Foundation will be doing the bars for that. Everybody will be there, food and Carol's Market again.
Yes.
And then kids, bring your kids, come to dummy roping, just come watch, just hang out. It's just a good time. That's a rain and now let's see. One of my textures just totally threw me off. What was I saying?
So dummy roping at Dodge.
Dummy roping at Dodge. That was it.
Dummy roping a Dodge, yes.
Oh, God.
That sounds like a fun time, too.
Yeah, it's really fun. And then, I don't know, something else. Friday. Friday's the first performance.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be great. The nighttime performances are amazing. It's so gorgeous. It's just wonderful. And then Saturday performance and Sunday. There's parties, and it's just a great celebration. It's really fun, and I hope that everyone can get some tickets and come on and enjoy the rodeo with us, or just enjoy.
Are tickets still on sale?
Yeah, they are still on sale.
There's still some available.
Yeah, and I have a few at Echo Valley. So you can buy them still, and give us a call, and we should do that.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Yeah, it's really fun. And then again, like we were saying, you can watch the kids. When did you say was the last time that the kids will be, like, performing or riding in Lincoln?
So for this season, the last one is next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
During our rodeo. But that's fine. I mean, that's okay. Yeah. It's a daytime thing.
It's a daytime thing. And, it's free. You can come and check it out.
And support it.
I do, too.
Because that's supposedly going to stay there forever. But I think the more people that know about it and keep it there will really help.
I mean, I rodeoed there, like, when I was a kid. So
wow.
Yeah. And then people way before me, too.
Hey, Lila. Do we have names for the trough?
I have.
I think we should talk about it. Hello?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Oh, there
Static.
You are.
Oh.
Go.
Okay. I have Sherry. Now?
Can you hear?
No, I heard Sherry. I didn't
Wait,
hear
okay,
the next one.
Okay, tell me
one.
What they are because I can't hear
okay.
it at all.
Okay. Well, now I'm just reading lips. Sherry?
Sherry.
This is fun.
Oh, it is. Okay, next. Okay.
No, I couldn't get that
you
one.
You just come around and tell us. Yeah, that's scary. Okay. All righty.
That's funny.
That is funny. Because I know there's going to be a lot of people, and I should probably get them ahead of time because, you're such a goof. She's laughing. Okay, go ahead and tell us.
Forrest.
Kevin.
And Jackie C.
And Jackie C.
Michelle, if you could say your contact information.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's Cow Camp Grill.
Do it.
Cowcampgrill.com.
Oh, perfect. I didn't even think of that. I was just so excited when you started talking about cows. I completely just all I wanted to talk about
Well, that's
the ranch.
How it started. So.
Yeah. That's very cool. And and then if someone did this Cow Camp Grill for seasoning and for the catering?
So the seasoning has, it's cowcampseasonings.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can find it locally, too.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yep. Like
Check
that
out
a lot.
Your independent markets.
Totally. Okay.
Yeah.
Jackie C., I have a message for you that we can get you those tickets on. Come see me Monday morning at Echo for the other tickets. And then, let's see, what else? What's your favorite thing? What do you want to, your most favorite thing ever about your family's business?
That's a good question.
I know, right? Look at me go.
Yeah.
I got
I'm like,
good
okay.
Ooh, I'm an interviewer now.
I would say just how, we all work together and just, I think that is my favorite thing about it. You know, just seeing that my parents, what they started and then how it has like grown. And I was kind of telling my mom, like, it's kind of like how I would explain, like, having kids, like, you don't respect it as much until you're actually a parent yourself. And, like, now I'm, like, doing it because I'm, like, you grow up and you're doing your thing and having fun. And then, you're helping. But then when she was, like, okay, I'm ready to hand down the seasoning company to you, I'm, like, wow, that's, like, I can't believe how much you guys did.
Yeah.
And we were just, like, little ranch kids, like, having a great time, like, living our best life.
Yeah.
And then here they are in the background grinding on, their businesses and, taking care of cattle and animals and kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm just like, wow.
That's so cool.
They were the dream team.
I just love the generational part of it. I like that your kids are still doing it too.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and, it's like everyone, the kids, like they know how to go and help with catering and, my son will help cook.
Yeah. And they're handy, too. I'm sure your kids can both pull a trailer, and they can both just do, they're both handy. You can tell them what to do, and they can go wake up in the middle of the night and rent. Oh, my gosh, the funniest thing on Facebook, did you see that one where it goes family dinner? It's a video, and it's like family dinner
when you find out the cows are out and everybody's running out the door. Have you seen that one?
No,
the
mom's
running out, putting her shoe on. Somebody's running out with holding the baby. All the kids are running, and it's totally true.
Yes.
It's the funniest thing ever because you get that. I was at dinner a couple weeks ago, and my friend and I, luckily we were done, and all of a sudden I turned on my Ring camera. I was like, that's a funny one, and I look. I'm like, oh, no, the goats are out. And we're like,
oh, no.
Poof, gone. And I'm running, and she goes, this is like old times. And we're running out the restaurant because the goats are out.
Oh, that's funny.
But tell me that's not true. Yeah. How many times has that happened for you?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's fun. Someone wants to know how old you are. You don't have to tell, but they're asking. I can text that answer.
Oh, that's funny.
How would that be? There you go. Yeah. Well, she's a grown-up with children. How's that?
I'm in my 40s.
Okay. There you go. See?
Early 40s.
There you go. Nice. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Don't know. We've had some
Maybe my voice is.
You have an adorable voice. It's a very good voice for radio, too. Really good. Okay, so keep calling in to get tickets to Friday night's performance. We have a little bit longer for that. It's still open, Friday night rodeo performance. And I hope you're happy listening to Michelle and I. And don't forget to go to Del Oro FFA today at the high school. Their expo is from 9 to 3, and it's free. And take your kids, and if you just stop by there and then go do something else fun. And come to the Blue Jean Bonanza tonight.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
And what other things have we talked about? Mandarin Festival going to at the grounds. there, that ought to make him happy. And, somebody just gave me the absolute insult of the world.
What?
Maybe they can teach me how to back a trailer. If you know me, that is not necessary.
Oh, that's
funny. It's kind of funny, but that's a kind of a joke that goes pretty far back. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and go to a break. Give us a call or text me if you know me for tickets to the rodeo.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmer's Brand and Purina Feed. Quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
All sofas are on sale now.
The savings are amazing at Naturewood Home Furnishings Sofa Sale.
Choose from hundreds of colors and fabrics.
Save on every sofa, including gallery-exclusive, custom-ordered flex steel furniture. Sofas, sectioners, recliners all come with flex steel superior blue steel highest quality spring construction. Naturewood, you know, the building with the water wheel.
Tell them Brooklyn Nova and Orion sent you.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
No spin, just facts. Monday through Friday at 7 on KAHIAM and FM. Bill O'Reilly here, inviting you to join me every evening at 7 on KAHI, the No Spin News. You will like it. No spin, just facts on KAHI. Always looking out for you.
I don't know. Lila's like, whatever, throwing her hands up, looking at me. Okay, so this is really funny. It's not only I am having incorrigible textures. Apparently, Michelle's friends are saying things that also, and they're kind of fun and they're kind of funny. And it had, we won't say it. It has to do with some spice and some spice in their life and all that kind of stuff. So, listener, I hope you're laughing because, yes, you made my friend blush. And we're laughing about it. So, see, these guys think it's so funny to text us all this stuff and see if they can, like, get us. And they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked.
They
so
totally
funny.
Do.
That's
my
awesome.
Gosh.
Yep. Let's see. What else do we have to announce? We don't. I got the trailer thing. We got the cow thing. We're having fun with our cow camp. Let's tell them who you are again. Because this is the last 10 minutes.
This is
all we got. Oh, no.
Ah.
You are who?
Michelle Lavigner, and I own Cow Camp Seasoning.
Yeah. And you were brought up in Cow Camp?
Yep.
Catering.
Cow Camp Catering. Yep.
Cool.
They go hand in hand.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Great food. You want them for any of your events? I highly recommend them. It's just plain good food.
Yeah, thank you.
Best
it's so fun.
Ever. Definitely. And their products are available in town, and you have a website.
Yeah. My website. Oh, my gosh. I'm shipping seasoning all across the country.
Do you even ship?
Yes. I have, like, tons of online sales. I've, like, shipped some to Hawaii. I was like, oh, fun. My seasoning is going to Hawaii.
That's
Florida.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm like,
I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah.
Arizona. Maybe they'll maybe be looking for something coming your way.
Yeah. I ship it all over the place.
Lila is standing over us,
Lila,
wanting to tell us something, young lady.
I have Karen.
Karen, you have Karen. You have another. I love that you're coming over here telling us because you cannot talk to us. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
So fun. Wow, shipping is awesome. So if we just told you, like, someone calls you up, tells you,
well, they just
whatever.
Go online. Everything's online.
Right.
Yeah,
God.
I know.
Dinosaur here.
No,
and with a pencil and paper, you'll write down the order.
I feel like that sometimes.
Yeah, that's awesome. So go to the website, order it, and ship it. That's great.
Yeah, it's fun. I know. And you know what is actually my most popular item?
What?
It's the garlic seasonal, but people love the 5-pound bag. Like, we have a 5-pounder and people buy
what?
That is my most popular.
Really? I mean, I have the, like, the tall
the 15 ounce jar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the real serious ones get the 5-pounder.
Dang, that's a big
that's a big bag.
So
they share
me
it with their family. Like,
yeah.
I hear it all the time. Like, even friends are like, just give us, you know, the 5-pound bag, and then all the kids and everyone come over and scoop out of the bag.
So what? How many different sizes of the seasonings do you have?
Well, the garlic seasonal is the one that it comes in three sizes. There's a little 5-ounce,
mm-hmm.
and then the 15-ounce, which is the bigger jar that you have, and then there's the bulk, which is 5 pounds.
I love the little, though. The little's really cute.
Yeah, I do, too. I like that, too. I have it in my camp trailer.
Very cool. So, do you guys... So since you cater and since you've been brought up on all that, you guys, is that what you guys cook? Like, do you have your prime rib? Do you have the mashed potatoes and green beans? I mean, is that something the family?
Yes. They, every Thanksgiving, they're like, we want the mashed potatoes. People are like, friends are like, can you get us some mashed potatoes for our Thanksgiving? It's so funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
And of course, like, I mean, I don't even know how to cook with anything but the seasoning. Like, it's so funny. It's like, we don't use salt. It's like the Cow Camp garlic seasonal. It's like, I can't live without it. And I'm like, it's so funny when I hear people
awesome.
And they have the same story. They're like, we were just brought up on it too.
That's a good one. I like that
it's
a lot.
Funny.
So did you guys, okay. So as far as any fun stories, my favorite one for the whole show was the burlap bag. I really like that a lot with you as a little kid making.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, do I smell like garlic?
Oh,
like, I feel like
and
I
only
just,
your
like,
closest
I'm always,
said yes.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, man, I feel like we've just been around that so much, and I'm like, maybe I went nose blind to it.
Oh no,
no one said it yet.
I never. You know, I don't know.
I think this is awesome. Your kids like it. Your family's involved. I think it's great. And just love seeing you guys around. And then so we can rehash what we're, if anybody has any other. Oh, okay. The Auburn. Well, okay. The Auburn Journal posted it, but we said it here first. So there you go. That the Mandarin Festival is.
Oh.
Yeah. The moving to. Erlene, did you know the Mandarin Festival is moving to the grounds at Roseville in November? Yes, she is. Yeah. So that's official. Yep. Today's the day. Patrick's putting it out, and I hear the Journal just posted it. And there you go. But you heard it here first. Look out the window. Okay, I am ready. I am ready. Honker, go ahead. Pereiras are feeling guilty, so now they keep driving by and honking during our show like they used to. So we're waiting. Okay, we're waiting. She texted me. Come on. Erlene's even sitting here, so you don't have to come back twice. Oh. There we go. Do it again. Yay. Oh, look at the dog.
Oh, there's a cute dog in there.
Isn't that funny? Even Erlene stood up, you guys, to wave to you guys. Yeah. They'll probably be back for Erlene's show. So funny. They'll honk on their way back.
That's so funny.
No, they always used to drive by and honk during our show. And then they stopped and they started doing it during Erlene's, and I was a little offended, you know. And so
you wanted your honk.
My time change. And so yes, thank you for driving by, Paul and Laura. We totally appreciate it. I'm sure they're on the way to Farmer's Market.
Oh yeah,
which is another thing people should go and do today: go to Farmer's Market, go to Del Oro's Ag Expo from 9 to 3, because there's a lot of cool stuff, and we love to encourage FFA kids to do all that kind of thing. They have a great farm down there. And then go over tonight, go to the Blue Jean Bonanza. It starts at 5:30. Go there. It's going to be really fun. When I leave here, I'm going to go set up the corrals for the donkeys.
Over there.
Yeah.
So cute.
I got the panels in my truck. I got the dogs here to help me.
I see one dog is laying on the counter.
She might be. She's sleeping. Yeah. She's pretty funny.
So cute.
Yep. And desk dog is down underneath everything.
And she's really not a small dog. Like, that's like a medium sized dog. It's not like a, she's a corral.
It's a good thing it isn't TV. You dinging, we already went by. Yeah, that's so funny.
I wish it was.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's 7:57. They even heard the honk. This is good. Thank you, texters, for checking in. Do you have any other names? Yo, over there. Any other names? Nope. Okay, then we're gonna give everybody one more minute to call in for getting your name in the trough. And Jackie R, I want to tell you something really quick. Oh, it's Mr. Paul's birthday today. That Mr. Paul is the ag advisor at Del Oro. And it's his birthday today. That's awesome. And sure. And so we're getting all the names ready for the trough. Happy birthday, Mr. Paul. And gosh, I know he's the ag teacher at Del Oro. Okay.
Yes.
I have bossy texters, right? And, okay, so we're going to go pick this and, okay, we got one more minute.
Oh, we do?
Okay. So thank you for coming to the radio today.
Thank you.
I really enjoy
very
it.
Much.
It was very fun, and I hope your mom and people, you can play this back later and save it.
Yes, I will. Definitely. For sure. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And then, everybody, this is the beginning of Rodeo Week, so come to all the fun stuff. Come over to Echo Valley on Wednesday from 12 to 2 for the barbecue, and the radio station will be there, and the Queens will be there. It'll just be fun. Rodeo people will be there. Just kind of a fun thing to do. And, some hot dogs and chips and stuff like that. Yeah, come over if you're around. And, we are now at 7:58, and we will choose the name from the show. She's closed her eyes, and she has chosen. Okay.
Who is it?
I don't know. Kevin? Whoever Kevin is. Okay,
awesome.
Kevin.
Congratulations.
Yep. Yay. Okay, so Kevin, come to Echo Valley. I will have them there on Monday. Thank you, everybody. Jackie R., I was going to.